a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
It's Arizona's Real Rock, 98 KUPD. It is the Morning Sickness, kind of.
Three-fourths.
Yeah. An abbreviated version this morning. John hit us up yesterday, feeling a little under the weather. He thinks it's food poisoning, but, with everything going on right now, nobody knows what the hell is going on.
And it doesn't take but a minute to think.
No, boy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because Larry's reached out to him already this morning. I think he's caved up just resting.
Right.
Because I think he got put through the ringer. And if it's, nobody wants to say the C word, but if it is the COVID,
right,
it could be really hitting him. And I've noticed some people, it does hit him really hard.
Yeah.
All depends, yep.
We had a friend, actually, Dawn, my ex-wife, mm-hmm. She had a friend who had a 19-year-old daughter, I believe, was feeling bad one day, went to bed, and died in her sleep from COVID. It just suddenly. And again, I don't know if there was, underlying consequences there or anything like that, but it's...
Which is...
Things are happening with people. The longer
this goes...
Doesn't
happen too often.
Yeah. It doesn't happen at all, but it did happen to them.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how it hits different people a different way. I got a buddy... I got one buddy that wound up in the, and we all work with him, one of our part-timers. He actually wound up in the hospital on the ventilator.
Yeah.
And then another buddy, his niece is a nurse, and she was frontline, everything else. She got tested. She had it, but all she had was basically the sniffles for like 2 days. Yeah. And that's the only symptom she ever got.
And there's some people in our neighborhood in North Mesa that are the same way. They've had mild case. And because they have a mild case, they've kind of spread it around their family.
Right.
So now... And I don't know if it's right or wrong or otherwise, but now because of that, they kind of feel invincible.
Right.
But if you're out there, you can still spread it. So still wash your hands and do all that stuff, everything like that. That's what I worry about. But those people are not worried about the virus as much anymore because they've had mild cases.
Yeah.
I just saw this stat, the flu rates for this year have really dropped off in comparison to last year. September... to December of 2019, there are 65,000 flu cases in the U.S. In 2020, there are 1,016.
Well, the thing that I wonder...
Because of distancing and mask wearing as well, I think
there could have been a factor of that and washing the hands.
Yeah, 100%.
Hello.
There you go.
Larry!
Our boss, Larry.
Hello. So this totally tripped me out. I was texting yesterday with a friend of mine who's a school teacher, and she said that just yesterday they sent home 49 kids. 49 kids in the school that either tested positive or
contact tracing.
Close contact.
Wow.
Oh, man.
And see, and my boys have been virtual since last week. So this week and last week, at a minimum, they're virtual.
And that's what my daughter is doing, too.
And so I think... Today, Tuesday, Thursday, they're supposed to announce whether or not they're going to go back live to school. Because before we went on Christmas break, they were at school, every day. They weren't half-time. They weren't virtual. You had the choice. My boys wanted to be at school. And so they were at school, and we'd find out on Thursday if they're going to go back next week or not. So
the scary part to me is, how can you be a teacher and send home that many kids and you're still going in there every day and not getting it?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised. I mean, I have good friends of mine right now that they tested positive this last a week ago, and he had it first, and he works from home. But he got it, whether it's, went up to a store or whatever.
Right.
But anyway,
got it.
It took her, the wife, a couple of days, and then all of a sudden she got it. Then the daughter has it, but the son's the whole time doesn't have it right now.
Nothing.
Yeah, and maybe it will... eventually kick in, but
I guess
they're
in
living
your household
in the same
too, the
circle.
Same thing. In your household too, because you
but
had
you
it
sent,
and your
you,
family
you sent
didn't
them
get
away.
It. Ronnie and Kirby were there by the time I already had it, but they left the house, and that probably had something to do with it, obviously. And they lived in another place for almost 3 weeks.
Well, longer
than that, 5 weeks.
And you talk about teachers. So Lisa now, with the new vaccines that are available, there are. I can't remember the exact number, so I don't want to say the exact number, but there are a huge number of vaccine appointments available to Like I just tweeted out a graphic that basically gives the scale what you need to qualify for the vaccine, and you qualify for both rounds. So if you've already had round one, now round two appointments are available. Lisa scheduled hers. She actually got two appointments because she kind of messed up on the first one. So because she's an educator, it's all open to teachers now. So I know a ton of teachers this week that are getting their first round of the vaccination, which is awesome.
Right.
But it's still going to be slow rollout. We're not going to be able to qualify for it, they think, right, until at least April. Unless all of those people that have available appointments don't take them, then the general public can, if they offer it to everyone and they have available appointments, my understanding is that once the available appointments are there and nobody else has taken them, then the general public can take those
appointments. But then if you had round one,
yeah,
and round two doesn't come around quick enough, or
5 weeks,
then round one was a waste.
Right. Well, that's why you're prioritized. If you've had round one,
yeah,
whenever you get a priority on your next appointment over anybody. If you've already had round one, because they want to make sure that people get both rounds.
To get the round two, the most important.
I was also told that, if some of these other companies, it isn't multiple vaccines.
Yes,
that
right.
It's just one vaccine.
I think it's the third. Well, we,
the third
is
one,
double.
I think that's coming out.
Yeah. Because I know the state.
AstraZeneca or whatever the brand
state
is.
The state of Arizona made Astroglide. A deal with Pfizer for this round. So we're getting Pfizer, I believe.
Right.
Not the AstroGlide one.
Right. Yeah. We're not getting the Astro. Thank God.
Damn it, I was about to sign up.
It is one. It's right. One probing, but it works.
Every time.
The also, the other thing about the positivity rate that's happening in Arizona, maybe we could reach herd immunity first.
We might.
At this case, at this rate, yeah.
Number one in the world. I don't know if we still are, but last week or the week before, the last week of the year, we were number one in the world.
We're number one. It's not the one you want to cheer about, but we're finally number one in something. Now, speaking of the vaccines, now are all you guys going to be in line as soon as it's available to us?
Yeah.
Or
I will get it.
Are
sure,
you?
I'm not a flu shot guy. I know Larry is a flu shot guy. I haven't had the flu in 11 years. Knock on whatever wood, anything like that.
Yeah.
And I've never gotten a flu shot either.
My whole thing with the flu is I've always gotten the flu shot.
Yeah.
And then there was a period of time in my life where I didn't get the flu shot.
Right.
And I got the flu so bad during that period of time that I always just said, I will never do
that
again.
But you've also gotten the flu.
But I've also gotten the flu.
When you've gotten the shot.
Right. But it's way less.
It is way less than that time?
Yeah, than that one time that I got so damn sick with the flu that I just said, I will never do this again.
Was that in the old? That was in the old building,
sure,
obviously.
Yeah. So that was probably black mold and other stuff.
Yeah, in that building, who knows what it was.
Exactly. Yeah.
We should all be immune to COVID, all the stuff we breathed in at the old building.
We probably bred it.
Ugh.
We were talking about it this morning that the old building's been tagged.
Yeah,
I was showing Larry the picture of that thing. And available now.
And, it's for sale again.
Get it for
You're thinking about buying it, aren't you, Larry?
Oh, totally. Yeah, flying drones all day around there.
Man.
Sleeping in closets.
So John, I don't know if he has...
Yeah, we don't
know.
I
hope he doesn't have it. He says he's got food poisoning, so we'll see if we'll find out later today, I guess. You haven't heard from him.
No.
Yeah, and I keep checking my text messages, too. Nothing yet, so we'll see.
Trip Reeb is probably driving over there right now.
Probably.
Good morning.
What do you need, John?
Hazmat suit.
You need to get in there.
We need you back, buddy.
These guys are screwing it all up over there.
We can't do best of again all the time.
But there's so many best of moments. All right, speaking of best of, though, if you guys got a suggestion for a best of, you can always email dtoledo@98kupd.com. You can text it in, or, of course, hit us up old school on the phones, 602-585-9800. So we'll do some more best ofs. We also got the hot releases coming up and, of course, the entertainment drill.
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD.
It's the Big Red Radio, 98KUPD. Morning sickness. Kind of with you. Still missing our ringleader, actually.
Mission a captain.
Yes.
And we got the update. I haven't checked text yet. You guys said you texted in?
I haven't gotten one yet either, but I think Larry said...
The purging is still going on.
Oof.
Yeah, I just got... He says a lot. He's lighter. He's lost some weight.
Oh, man.
But not much of an improvement right now.
Uh-uh.
So that's not good.
Yeah. Now, is he going for a test, or has he went for a test yet? Anybody heard?
I don't think so. I don't think he's been up and around.
No, you don't. I mean, right now, when you're feeling that way, you don't go.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You're just hunkering down.
Well, they do have those mobile tests, right?
They
do. Okay.
Yep. They'll come to you. Those are usually ones you got to pay for.
Right.
But I would also, I had an experience. I was telling you guys about it yesterday with a, with one of those mobile testing sites.
Right.
Just do your research. This one that I went to.
Hacks.
There is no way that this is medically sound testing. And they were charging $200 for adults and $100 for kids. So don't just assume that because it's a drive-in or drive-through testing site that it's a legit. I don't know that this one wasn't legit.
Right.
But the way that they go about it wasn't like any of the tests that I've had. And maybe that's a credit to me for having so many tests that I know how it's administered, right, and all that. But this one was just a sham.
And this could be, I mean, there is always a possibility this could be the stomach flu.
The food poisoning.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or the flu.
Yeah.
Because that is still
out
there.
Oh, the flu, yeah.
Yeah.
How ironic would that be?
You know, we were talking about the flu earlier, saying that, you know, the cases have went down, I can't remember, but like significantly, obviously, from last year, this year. And some of that could have to do with, you know, I'm not going to, you know, you got the conspiracy theory guys out there, but some of this could have to do with now we are social distancing. Now we are wearing masks. We're not getting as close to each other to, you know, we're not at Marquee Theater all bundled up together 100%. At concerts.
You also, you know, the flu could be under the category of COVID, too.
True. Yeah, I mean,
there's
well, for what, as far as symptoms, or what do you mean?
The symptoms are very much the same, and it's a similar deal,
but I think if you can get it, you can get a flu test as well. I mean, to find out if you actually have like this year's strain of the flu, because they want to know that for numbers as well. As far as the medical community goes in this state, they do try and, again, I know people are in, like you just said, in that mode of distrust, but the state actually does keep numbers on flu and COVID. And no, not everything is COVID, but there are a lot of things that happen because of COVID that actually get attached to it, because it's like if you're in a car accident, are you just mad that you're in a car accident, or do you want to know what kind of car it is and how you got in the car accident?
Yeah. Well, and you hear those stories about people saying, oh, the guy got in a motorcycle wreck, but he got registered as having COVID, and that's how he died.
Because the hospitals get more money for it. I don't know.
I've researched into that, and again, it's just me.
Yeah.
I've looked into that. That's not true.
Okay.
From what I've seen and read, that's not the case. The hospitals early on were getting more relief money because of the COVID numbers that they had, but that wasn't incentive enough for them to throw those people on that list.
On
in March and April, that was everything was getting COVID because they didn't know.
And it's like anything. Do your own research. Don't depend on Facebook. Yeah. Don't depend on our dumbasses.
Don't depend on me.
Really? Yeah, literally.
Absolutely.
Depend on me.
Brady's the one guy you can trust in this
room.
Right.
He's the veteran.
In John's case, hopefully it's not that.
Yeah, we're hoping it's not.
But, you know, I just remember the main thing they said, here's the concerns, like the fever. If your fever continues, you know, if you're at 102 for more than a day, then you might want to check into something. You know, maintain that. And they said, make sure it doesn't get into the, if it really gets into your lungs bad, the breathing part of it.
Right.
Can be a red flag that. Okay, if it's, but that takes a while to to go in there.
Yeah.
But the ones that are definitely have the heavy breathing right off the bat that need the respirator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about
it. But you have people that need that. The concern on the respirator part was there's regular people that have breathing problems without the COVID.
It's like John said and what we've said on this show, like the biggest deal about the hospitals isn't about people that have COVID.
Yeah.
It's the people that every day still have to go through hospital things and emergencies, not being able to get seen. Now, I've seen it in L.A. I don't know if you guys have read about that, where the ambulances in L.A. and the 911 operators say if you're close to the end, if you don't have a chance of making it, they're not transporting you to the hospital. Because their hospitals are still
there. Yeah, they got no room.
They have nowhere to put you. They got nobody to see you. We don't want that situation here, and we're already number one in the world for that.
Yeah. I had a buddy the same way. He had his, I think I've said this before on the show, but I had a buddy whose wife got it, and basically the paramedics showed up, and they're like, we don't want to take her.
Yeah.
We don't want to take her. She's probably, it's bad there now. She's going to get worse.
There's still a huge group that goes there because you're like, oh, I've got it. I got to go in.
Yeah.
And it gets in your head and you think, you know, and really when you talk about the stats, it's still above 90 plus percent on the thing the that capacity. Actually needs. Yeah, the capacity part of it. But the percentage of the COVID really rocking your system.
Right. Well, people, and I've seen people that look at that 90% stat and they're like, we still got 10%. Yeah, maybe that's good, but maybe your hospital is at 100%.
Right. Yeah, you know, I'm just 90%
is fat.
No, I know of the COVID.
Totally 100%. I'm saying that, you know, depending on where you're at, you could be where you live down in South Queen Creek or in Santan Valley, and the one hospital that you have obviously isn't a level one trauma center or anything like that. And that hospital has 5 ventilators and they're in use right now.
Yeah.
So now, what are you going to do? Are you going to try and drive up to Scottsdale and Shea, where they're now full too? You don't want to play that roulette of trying to find the hospital where you can get in and use a ventilator.
Right. It's a goddamn mess up there.
It's a huge mess.
But again, do your own research. Don't listen to us. Yeah. Don't listen to Facebook. Just do your own research.
Here's what I'd say. Have the conversation. And you know, find out whatever information you have. Have a conversation like we do. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody. You can find somebody pretty quick that maybe has had it.
Yeah.
And gone through it.
We got one right here.
You know, I called a buddy in Columbus when my back started to hurt. And it just went for like 3 days. And I called him, and he was the one that told me, he goes, what? Because he went through it. He goes, it's amazing. He goes, this virus will find something in the body that will attack it.
Kind of the weak link.
Yeah. And it's joint pain. It's, you know,
got nowadays, too. Want to try and feel old when you realize you're like, I'm 52. I'm good, man. I'm good. And then you walk up the stairs and you're like, I don't want to admit it, but my knees aren't what they used to be. That's a tough admission.
And you catch yourself on the exhale. I don't know how many comedians, one or two, when if you're making so many sounds just sitting down.
But you're not old yet until you start taking the elevator here at work. I mean, there's a few guys at the other radio stations that take it, but we all pretty much hoof it up the stairs. Oh, absolutely.
I'll take my knee pain.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. If I have to take the elevator here, I'm done.
Yeah.
I wrote it last week.
Did you really?
But I had 2 35 packs of Dr. Pepper and a 40 pack of water.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll be a man and I'll do the whole thing.
Nah. That's dumb.
Yeah.
That
lasted about 3 steps.
Yeah. It's a freight elevator at that point. But all right. So we're wishing John the best. We're not sure what's going on yet. We should hopefully hear something more by the end of the show. But
I would plan on us 3 jackasses again tomorrow, though.
All right.
Wait for my cooking segment that I'm coming
up. Oh, yeah, you're working on something?
Well, we used to have rainy day recipes. Yeah. We haven't had any rain.
Should we
have a recipe? We need to have Brady recipes.
John's sick day recipes or what?
John's sick day recipe. Or we could do your gravy recipe.
Man, we could do something.
Talk about that.
All right. I've already had requests for it.
Be highly compelling. Bring on all over those Beth listeners. Come on, listen to our cooking show.
All right. Now, we were talking earlier. We are doing best ofs and stuff like that. So, again, you email Toledo, text it in, call it in, whatever. Just get it to us. And this is one that's come in. Somebody hit me up on the phones earlier saying they want to hear some really early morning sickness stuff. And this is before I was even on overnights, before you were even here, right?
Well, I was here initially as a promo person, and then I took a job in Little Rock when this actually happened. This was in 2002.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is one of the times I wasn't producer. I didn't become producer until 2005. So that was 3 years later, but this was done when I was actually in Little Rock. And the stuff that I found when I came back was minimal, but I was able to find some stuff, and I did have this.
So, Brady, you were the only one here at that time. So
for Jiggy Jesus, the initial
It
remake.
Kind of, I mean, I look at it, and one of the things I look at is the my voice was a lot higher back then.
Yeah.
The original impression. Brady.
Oh, really?
The impression, and then there's 3 things that I was accused of talking to, or one of the listeners brought it up. It's Jesus, cheeses, and the third one was basically food.
Right.
And then I think I told a story about the vanilla chunk back in the day where I worked at this nightclub for a while, and I did a couple of live
His
raps.
DJ name.
Oh, okay.
Back in the DJ days in the early 90s.
There has to be film of that somewhere.
Some grainy VHS film somewhere.
It was at this, you could relate a little bit or know about it, but there was a big club in Chicago called Sports 34, and your boy Walter Payton was one of the owners.
Yeah.
And so it was called, they had another franchise club called R&R USA, Rock and Roll.
They did that in Milwaukee?
They did it in Columbus, Chicago. They had Studebakers here in Tempe.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was the same company.
Oh, where okay.
Was that? And
where would Studebakers? It originally started over in the Cornerstone Plaza where Improv is on University. And then they moved it farther up rural or Scottsdale Road,
which
just past
Curry,
I think.
Which kind of had a 50s diner look, and then the girls would dance on the bar.
Yeah.
At all of the clubs.
They all
cocktail,
dance on the bar.
Yeah.
Like a Coyote Ugly kind of thing?
Yes, they'd have an all call, and then you'd have to go up there. So then the club I worked at R&R USA was, you know, triple-tiered dance floor. It was the epitome of 90s big hair.
Like a little bit like more reference here, like Margarita Rocks was. They had those two levels of Margarita Rocks.
Kind of.
You'd look down in the middle of it.
Studebakers was kind of more, it was the cougar den before there were cougar dens, really. Yeah,
and you had your DJ pulpit, and it was designed that you had to entertain and do little skits.
Gotcha.
You know, or songs to get it going. And, you know, there's a cover, and then they'd have a happy hour buffet.
Right.
And you had a dress code. And so if you didn't have the Miami, it was the epitome of Miami
Vice. Miami Vice times,
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll have to find some stuff on the internet for that. All right,
but I don't think, so we, you know, that had a little bit to do with it. But then the M&M thing came out. And, and I forget, I don't know if it was Joe back then who helped on the lyrics, Joe Cabello.
That might have been the
first time he
Colin,
put it together.
No, Colin didn't write it. I think Joe Cabello did write it.
Yeah, and I think that was the first time, and all of a sudden we did it to the music. And this was a
one take,
one take.
Nice.
Did this live.
All right. It's Jiggy Jesus, another segment for the best of the morning sickness, 98 KUPD.
Our country is facing a major crisis.
98.
We need to find out what's causing it.
KUPD.